2nd of May, 2021. Hello, Ella. Your latest arrived this morning. I keep forgetting you don't know all the ins and outs of my life. I thought you knew I was sacked from the rock group. I hadn't sung a single note. In fact, I'd never even met the band leader. I was concerned my voice might not have the right timbre for hard rock, but I think the chap trying to put together the group was more worried about my age and the fact I was female, and I found that a real cheek given he was over 52. As you saw in the photo, I'd even bought a wig. Anyway, not to be outdone, I've formed my own group. We're called Station 366, and we're singing 1940s American swing in the style of the Andrews Sisters, so Mr. Rock can put that in his pipe and smoke it. We're looking at ways of monetizing our work, and I hope to start advertising Singergrams soon. As for the tricycles, we ordered them last October after a trial in Leicester. I was a bit nervous. Mine took off and I crashed into a bridge and nearly fell in the river. John was keen, though. It will be a challenge to stop turning in a circle. I did an extra 3 miles just going round and round, and then I found you needed to twist the handlebars to get off the grass and back on the road. So it's been some 6 months we've been waiting for these electric tricycles to arrive, and it's possible they are on the Evergreen, that container ship which was stuck in the Suez Canal. In fact, they may have contributed to the ship turning round and round. Our next release from COVID is on the 17th of May. We can eat and drink inside bars and restaurants instead of shivering outside pretending we're on the continent. I really buy into your fish finger story. Fish fingers are such essential items. I have bought so much rubbish because I couldn't read the labels. Wearing a mask meant my glasses steamed up, and I didn't like to lower it because of the disapproving looks from fellow shoppers. It's great that Tom's enjoying his fire cadet training. Wouldn't it be wonderful if firefighting becomes his career of choice? If I remember rightly, fire officers are also first responders. So not only will he be doing one of the best and most worthwhile jobs in the world, he'll be doing two of them. I wish I could report the same of Samantha. There is a rumour that she and Stuart are going through another rocky patch. We are bracing ourselves for the imminent arrival of one highly strung and pissed off daughter and 2 confused grandchildren. And I have been on a journey of self-discovery. I was always interested in the police. However, I realised today at the car boot sale that I probably wasn't cut out to be a police officer. Someone stole a set of weighing scales from under my nose, and then someone else, probably the same person, came back and stole a ukulele. I only had 2 tables to watch, for heaven's sake, but I got absorbed in a back copy of the week and didn't notice. I'm probably lucky they didn't walk off with the tables. Aunt Dora has been very quiet. That doesn't augur well. Love to all, Fiona.